You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Rojo wants the banana.
Got an octopus? An octopus on the loose.
The hills are alive with the sound of rock.
We love our Rojo.
You gotta never think of it.
Hundo P.
If you pull harder, you're just gonna rip something important out.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Wow, that's a big pull.
Yeah, I would agree.
I guess I just have to swallow it and go with it.
Wow.
All right. Good to have you. This is our Friday, you guys. We're not here tomorrow, but we will be on the air. Does that make any sense?
No. What sort of wizardry is this?
It will be Mike's wizardry of a best of.
Oh, yeah.
We got the day off.
Although I will also be off. It'll be Joe running the best of.
Yeah, but you're putting it together, right?
Yeah, it's already put together.
Yeah.
It's nice
and
built.
Yeah, see, Mike already did it. What's going to be on there? Give us a little tease.
Well, it's going to be the best of COVID for the last couple of months. And
all hot COVID talk?
No, not all hot COVID talk, but the best of COVID casts. I'm going to be bringing back a segment that I thought was hilarious when it happened that probably nobody remembers, but the three of us were gigantic idiots. Not surprising. But we didn't know anything about sports, and that's what we're supposed to know about. So that'll be coming up.
Oh, cool.
I brought back hot haberdashery talk.
Yes.
We are going to be doing the cereal combos from, I think that was last week.
Yeah.
The couple of club segments, including Souk's picture in the BYU media guide, discussing that and the great troll tweets that were sent to him afterwards.
Yeah.
And among other things. So
right.
Lots of stuff that'll be on the show tomorrow.
Big show tomorrow.
A lot of people taking shots at my big fat marshmallow butt.
Do you remember the trolls, Souk?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone sent you pictures.
Yeah, I know.
And it was great.
Yeah, there was... A certain ESPN sideline reporter was sent to me quite a bit.
Yeah.
By the way, that haberdashery talk has spun me back into my tentative stages of buying a hat, which I've been into for probably about 9 years now. I'm seriously considering...
We all know where this is going to end.
So. I'm seriously considering the Stetson Open Road in tan or black. I have looked at that maybe 700 times. There's also one, I think, maybe the Streamliner that I've looked at as well from Stetson.
What are the odds that Souk actually goes through with the purchase but then returns it within, like, a month?
I don't think that's going to work for you, man. Look, I'm just being honest.
And I think Souk knows it, which is why he's toyed with this idea for 9 years.
Yeah. I don't think he pulls the trigger on this.
Probably not.
That just looks...
I'm not sure you are the body frame to pull that hat off, Souk.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a look that goes with the hat, and you're not that look.
I feel like you pull
that
off,
look.
That's an upset.
Yeah.
If you pull that. But maybe you do.
I don't know. I don't know. Oof. But I'm telling you right now, I'm back to looking at it.
Hey, I want to play something for you guys.
Okay.
So the BBC does something called the Sounds of Whatever Year It Is list. So the Sound of 2020 list is coming out.
Oh, okay. I was thrown there. I was like, what the sound?
Yeah. Like every year they do the sound of 2019, 2020, whatever. And this year, so it's basically like the up and coming artists, Billie Eilish, Adele, Ellie Goulding,
yeah.
Sam Smith have all been on this list.
Sure.
So they recognize some up and coming stars and then promote them. And they play on the BBC network and everything. And this year, in the top five of the Sound of 2020 list is a young man's band. His name is Elijah Hewson. And his band's name is Inhaler. And Elijah.
Is this a whole penitentiary thing for you again?
Elijah is the son of Bono.
Okay.
Am I boging you, Ron?
What was his last name?
Hewson.
So is that Bono's?
That's Bono's wife's name.
Okay.
Or maybe girlfriend. I don't know.
What the hell? What is Bono's real name? We looked this up at one point.
Yeah, it's something like Gary Smith. It's like.
Oh, Paul David Hewson.
See?
So that is his last name.
Yeah, it is his last name.
Oh, okay. So that is his last. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's a Hewson.
Hewson. So I'm gonna play a little bit of this for you because I want you to hear what he sounds like.
Okay.
Because he's vocals.
This is Inhaler. Who was
Inhaler?
Who was the other one? Dylan's kid had a band that had some success. What was that?
The Wallflowers.
Wallflowers. Jacob Dylan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they did a couple good things.
Yeah, they had that one headlight song or whatever. I think that was theirs, if I'm not mistaken.
It was.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone else like famous kid that went on and was actually like good that had a career for an extended period of time.
So this kid lives with Paul David and Ali, his parents.
Okay.
He's only 20. But these guys all met in college. So here is Inhaler with Bono's kid.
On this rainy day, I beg for your hand in marriage. I feel it's been a pleasure to bathe in my own discomfort. When I'm on my knees.
Sounds a lot like
you can definitely hear his dad. Sounds like a lot of emphasis on the radio.
I mean, that's not bad. Here's another one.
That's a little slower. You can certainly hear it.
Am I bugging you, Ron?
Damn, dude. It's good, too.
Yeah, it sounds all right. You can certainly hear Bono.
Isn't that interesting? Okay, so
it sounds just like him.
Yeah, it does. And they're apparently getting a lot of accolades over there. Again, they're young guys. They all met at school. And
well, a lot of it too is can they write a song worth a damn? I mean,
Right? Yeah. Both those songs were pretty similar in their like formula.
Yeah, he said that he doesn't, this guy's name again, Elijah Hewson, Bono's kid, he said he doesn't really get any sort of musical advice from his dad. He said he wasn't even interested in music until he was about 13. So he kind of did it his own way. And he doesn't ask his dad for advice. But he says that he, just by watching him, he learned a lot. And he also said that he thinks that a lot of U2 fans just show up to his show because of who he is.
Sure. And this is kind of why I was doing the, a hand motion there with the every celebrity kid does this, right? Will Smith's stupid kids are always like, you know what? I don't want anything from my parents. And, you know, I'm my own person and I just want to do it my own way. Okay, inhaler. Look, the only reason anyone's paying any attention to you. Now, you may end up being good and you've got talent. You can stand on your own 2 feet. But let's not act like the number one reason why you're a trending band right now is because of your last name and your dad is Bono. Right? I mean, that's not going to keep you on top or keep you, you know, relevant. But, God, it's you see this with actors all the time. No, I got my first job on my own. My dad didn't have anything to do with it. Really? You went out for a movie when you were 10 years old and you just happened to get it on your own. And it had no bearing whatsoever that your dad was the producer on it. I hate that anti-nepotism crap where kids act like somehow it's this great burden to be Tom Hanks's kid or Will Smith's kid or Jacob Dylan.
I don't think he's saying that. I think he's just... I don't know. I mean, look, it's got to be a double-edged sword being the son of Bono, right?
Certainly.
Especially if you like music. Like, he thinks, and he said in here, I read an interview with him, he thinks that, you know, a lot of their success is due to U2, and that sort of bothers him because they just want to do their own thing, right?
But then
the other side of it is, he knows it's a benefit. And so he says that in here. He's not an idiot.
Because you got to admit,
it's a balance.
You hear a lot of kids that are like that. It's like, I don't want to be known as my dad's kid. I'd like the money and the people to keep showing up. Because if you didn't have that, like everyone wants to come up the hard way. Well, not really. You just don't want it perceived that it was given to you. You don't want to go and be some poor, broke-ass band traveling around in a busted-up van, driving around for 10 years trying to make it like a lot of other bands. You just don't want it to be perceived that anything was handed to you because of your dad.
So in reality,
coming up the hard way, it's impossible for that kid to understand what it means to come up the hard way because your dad's worth $500 million.
He said they're not complaining at all. They know that a lot of U2 fans are showing up, but they do kind of want to do their own stuff and do it their own way, which that's natural to want to do. Can you name another son or daughter that outdid their famous father or mother in the same industry?
The only one, it's not his dad's fault because his dad died, but Hank Williams Jr. has had a bigger career than Hank Williams. Now, to be fair, Hank Williams Sr. is a legend, right? I mean, he's rarefied air. But Hank Williams Jr.'s career has been greater because Hank Williams died when he was a young man. So that's the one I would probably most point to. But even that is going to be a bit skewed because Hank Williams will always be more famous than Hank Williams Jr. But the career is better for Jr.
Here's a good one. Somebody text Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
she's way bigger than her dad. Her dad was a one-hit wonder.
Her dad was a fairly big deal for a while. He had more than the one hit in country. But yes, she is significantly bigger because she's had staying power now. But like, I'm trying to think of other ones that are like Shooter Jennings is pretty popular, but he's not Waylon. Willie Nelson's kid's pretty talented, but will never be Willie. Ziggy Marley.
But he's not.
He's not Bob.
Somebody mentioned Julian Lennon. Julian Lennon's good, but.
But that's impossible.
Exactly.
Like your dad's John Lennon.
You think Bono's pretty impossible?
Exactly.
Like, Jesus, he's the biggest rock star in the world.
Exactly. No matter what that kid does, you're not U2. His dad's the head of one of the biggest bands of all time.
One in acting is Michael Douglas. That's a pretty good one.
Well, yeah, acting is probably... I mean, I was thinking of just musicians.
Well, Chet Hanks, of course.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying. That's much better than anything that Tom Hanks ever did.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been actors, Charlie Sheen, and Charlie Sheen was a big deal.
Yep.
And you
bigger
know,
than his daddy.
Yeah, Martin Sheen was, you know, obviously was a famous guy, but Charlie Sheen's bigger than that. Jeff Bridges is bigger than Lloyd Bridges. I mean, Lloyd was a great actor in his own right, but Jeff Bridges is a multiple-time Oscar winner.
How about Enrique Iglesias? Outdid Julio Iglesias.
I don't know. They're both.
I think Enrique's bigger.
His dad's an old-time crooner.
That's a hell of a father-son, though.
Yeah,
right there. They were both.
You want to think?
Are both huge.
Think about the you know,
the ladies.
The checklist that those two have gone down.
Yeah.
Over
Enrique
the years.
Iglesias. You know, no one ever thinks of him. You know, you guys always do this thing like, who'd you want to be if you could? Dude, that guy. I want to be that guy.
So remember that we used to have her on from time to time. We did Misty. She was one of Metallica's.
We did her?
No, we used to have her on. Remember, she would come on and tell us stories about kind of the
yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, the traveling thing. And she worked with Metallica for a while, and that's how I met her through my buddy. She does Iglesias now. She's like one of his tour managers, and she has amazing stories about that guy.
I bet.
I mean, probably.
Is he a good dude?
Yeah, she really likes him. He's a great boss.
Seems like a pretty down-to-earth guy.
And he's married to Anna Kournikova. And
he is?
And she says that she is like the best person in the world.
Really?
Loves them both.
I didn't know they were a couple.
Yeah. Can't say enough good things about both of them, but
I love that as a couple.
Yeah, he does okay for himself. Even married, he does.
Wait,
just
he's
fine.
Married to Anna Kournikova?
He does just fine for himself.
What are you saying?
That's just fine.
Do they have kids?
I don't know if they have kids or not.
Kournikova, I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
Boy.
There's a great story that I'll tell you off the air. I can't tell you on the air, but.
I think you should say it on the air.
Nah, we can't. I can't do that.
Right.
But yeah,
they do have a kid.
He is a much bigger star than I think a lot of white people realize.
Oh, he's enormous.
That guy is
worldwide.
Huge.
Yeah. All right.
Someone's saying, what about Jesus?
Yeah, all right.
Did he upstage?
I don't think so.
How does that work, you know?
Well, I think we all know how that works.
Does the Holy Spirit, like, get upset? He's like, hey, what about me?
Hello?
It's the Trinity. He's like, anyone here? Holy Ghost.
All right. Yeah, Inhaler. Bono's band, or Bono's kids band. Apparently they're up and coming. All right, would you ever flip a coin to make a major life decision? Next on The Fan.
Weight loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
So I'm over the moon about learning just moments ago that Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova are married. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and if you haven't taken a refresher course in Anna Kournikova,
God.
I recommend it.
Highly.
Yeah, take
we
a spin
totally,
around Google images.
Have we not appreciated her hotness enough?
I don't think so.
Because I know she was a phenom back, you know, when she was an up-and-coming tennis player,
yep.
But holy crap.
Yep, I think people have
we
forgotten.
Forgot.
Yep.
She
and it's time for a reminder
is a smoke show and still is.
Yep.
And like you said, she's apparently super cool.
Awesome.
And Enrique Iglesias is super cool. I love them. They're my new favorite. They're my new
Their
favorite
couple.
Celebrity couple. Now, before.
Hold on quickly. Just I have another hot tennis player that I saw today for the very first time.
Oh, the hot tennis players are all over.
Angelina Dimova.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Right.
Dimova.
Ova. You got it. You. Oh. Oh. Is she really a tennis player, or is she just wearing tennis outfits?
I don't know, but it was shared.
I feel like that's an Instagram model
as tennis player.
Yeah.
So
but, she's an Instagram.
I don't.
Model.
I think she's just an Instagram model that has a tennis racket.
Boy, she's hot though.
She's very hot.
She's got a can. Kournikova sort of vibe about her.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's a like Anna Kournikova at one point was like a top 10 tennis player in the world.
Yeah, she was good. I remember she came here and played one year. Kournikova.
Yeah, I'm looking here. She is from the Ukraine. This
Angelina Dimova.
Angelina, whatever. So she is a tennis player. I'm looking to see what she like if she's ranked or not.
So Kournikova,
I don't think she is.
And Iglesias are my new favorite celebrity couple.
No,
replacing. Now these two got a divorce, but when they were together, I thought this was just a great pairing. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
That's a great couple because I think Anna Faris is hilarious.
And it was one of those, and Chris Pratt seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
And so I know a lot of people were really bummed. Like my daughter was in a funk over that because she loves her some Chris Pratt. And we all want to believe that like guys like that, it's like they're actually going to like stay married and that it's going to work out. And because they both seem like good, normal people. But no.
Who knows what happened?
The problem is that he became really famous.
Yeah, he blew up.
And we all know that when you become really famous, you can't stay married to the person that you were married when
but
you were
Anna
just a
Faris
normal star.
Is awesome.
Yeah, she is. And
I love
hot.
Her. Yeah, she's hot.
And then Pratt got he got super Jesus.
I just think Anna Faris is funny. Is he?
Right. He went super that way.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I just think
I feel
that
like you're poo-pooing that.
No. It's just that if. I think from what I was reading there was some friction there politically and religiously and that whole thing. Right. Anna Faris wasn't on board. Pratt's married to Schwarzenegger's kid now.
Yeah. Catherine.
Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Mila Kunis.
That's a good couple.
Ashton Kutcher. That's a good couple.
Solid. And both, again, seem
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, what about Freddie Prinze and Michelle?
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Are they still together?
Yeah, they're still married. I bet you they're pretty cool.
I haven't seen one thing that either one of them has done, which is probably why they're still together.
They're sitting on a pile of money, man.
Yeah. What else is,
They made a lot of dough back in the day.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Look at Prinze now. He's all gray-haired like me.
Well, that's Jesus. Probably, you know.
Look at that.
What else has he got? I've always liked the Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson couple.
Great couple.
They seem pretty...
Great couple.
They seem pretty fantastic. Like, that's one that I would generally be bummed, like, if they broke up after all this time.
Who's Ryan Reynolds married to?
That's Blake Lively.
That's a great couple.
That's a great couple.
That's a great couple.
Lively, though, she seems...
I love me some Blake Lively.
Oh, she's hot. She just seems like one of those insufferable thespian bitches.
I don't know. They,
you know,
it's
like
have,
really full of herself.
They have, they're both a fun Instagram follow.
I like more down to earth.
They really make fun of each other. Like they play jokes all the time. Like one of their big ones is like on each other's birthdays when they're like celebrating, they crop each other out of photos. Like Ryan Reynolds will post like happy birthday to the most wonderful mother and wife I could ever want. And it's a photo of them, but she's cropped out of it. It's just him. And then you can barely see like a sliver of her in it.
It's a good bit.
They seem like they have a good, they've got a good dynamic.
Well, and then you have the great Jim and Tammy Baker. You know.
They're not still together, are they?
I think they're dead.
The Bakers are?
Aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they're dead.
Emily Blunt and the, is it Krasinski? The guy from The Office? That's another one that seem...
I don't know much about them.
They seem really cool. They're neighbors with Jimmy Kimmel. And if you ever want to see something fun, look up the prank war that Blunt and Krasinski had going with Jimmy Kimmel. Like, they literally live next door to one another, and I guess they just F with each other all the time. And they seem pretty great. And then you got, like, the terrible couple, like Kanye West and Kardashian. They
Lame.
Just... I guarantee they hate each other.
Lame.
They hate each other.
Yeah, Jim Baker's still alive. Tammy Faye died a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. But Jim's
is
still
is
around.
Jim Baker still...
He's 80.
Doing all that crap?
I don't know.
He's doing the whole, you know, send
sure.
me money.
Mm.
Like Denzel's been married to the same... And she's not famous, but Denzel Washington's been married to his wife forever and ever.
So is... Who's the Wolverine guy?
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, his wife is an old flame.
Yeah, normal... Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have been together.
Love them. Oh, Kate. Who's Goldie Hawn's kid? Goldie Hawn's kid.
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson is a blast. Her and her husband.
I don't know. She was married to the Black Crow singer, but they split. So I don't know who. I don't know what they who she's got happening anymore.
I don't either. But whoever it is lucky. I think she's great.
Yeah, that's always one. I just assume
that
the marriage is a dicey bet at best, right? And you imagine being a celebrity. I'm surprised any of these people can hold it together. Momoa and Lisa Bonet seem pretty wonderful, too.
That's good.
And they actually seem like, unlike a lot of celebrities, they actually seem like they're in love. You know, a lot of celebrity couples, it's just kind of like, you're rich, I'm rich, whatever. Momoa and Bonet actually seem like they give a damn. I'm looking through all the power couples.
What about Oprah and Stedman?
Yeah, they've been, but they're not married, right?
No. She ain't giving him half of that.
No. How often do you think Stedman proposes?
Every day. Got another ring?
You think one of these days she breaks down and just says yes?
I don't know. How old is Oprah now?
She's got to be in her late 60s, right?
Late 60s? She's 66. Look at that.
I just got to believe that eventually, like, Stedman's going to be like 72, you know, and she'll just be like, whatever. He's on his deathbed.
Can you imagine Oprah's life? Do you think it's cool or not cool?
It's about as good a life as you can get.
Do you think it's boring, though?
No. And she seems like the type that enjoys her money and is not like Howard Stern seems like a miserable ass. Like, that guy's got $200 million and he's miserable. I think Oprah lives it up and loves being Oprah and has...
She probably just gets calls from random cool people all day.
And just does stuff.
Hey, Oprah, I need some advice. It's me, Ellen.
Yeah. And of course, we're forgetting the best, and that's Robin Nurse Nice.
Yes.
I mean...
Yes. You guys would love her. Now, she's been on the air once. She's very shy.
Yeah, she doesn't come on very much.
But she has been on the air one time when Meatball was in here.
Yeah.
Announcing his college choice.
It was like the one time we convinced her
Proud
to come
mama.
On. And she cried.
She always cries.
Tears.
She'll probably cry tonight.
We're indeed shed. Oh, and people are saying Dak Shepherd, Kristen Bell. That's a good couple.
Great
too.
Couple. They're funny. And I have a very small one. They're very funny. My wife really likes Kristen Bell a lot.
Yeah.
And I like Dak Shepherd.
They seem...
all right.
They seem pretty wonderful.
There's some impromptu celebrity couple talk.
Well, you want to believe...
I'm over the moon about Anna and Enrique. I love that.
Yeah.
Love it.
And that they're both good people, and I guess it's a good...
Super cool.
It's a good union.
I love down-to-earth celebs, man.
Yeah.
It's my thing.
Because you want to believe that you'd be that way. But you probably wouldn't. You'd be an insufferable douche.
Yeah, for sure. All right, coming up next, more Club 1080 on The Fan.
Here's Mike. I am a douchebag.
At betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
Hey, whoever's doing that Katy Perry bit in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
It's pretty creepy, though. It got me today.
That one scared me today.
It gets me every time. Who's doing it?
I've been sharing it on Twitter. I have no idea. I've been sharing it on Twitter. Because at first her head was on the ground in the single bathroom. Then it was taped up above the towel rack.
Yeah.
And now it's taped strategically
in
the stall.
Oh, yeah.
So all you see are her eyes leering at you as you go use the urinal.
Yeah, somewhat. It's just like a cardboard cutout of Katy Perry's head. And I don't know if that was part of a larger cutout, if it was just her head. But
it was a larger cutout.
It's unsettling. I walked into the can today and someone taped it at the top and it... As I was walking in, it certainly gave me a double take. I did,
It gets me every time. I pee like three times during the show, and it gets me every time.
That's underselling how many times you pee during the show.
I look up, and I was...
Rob's old. He needs super beta, whatever that thing is.
You're not paying attention when you walk into the bathroom, and you're like, bah!
Yeah.
And it looks like somebody's behind the stall just peering over at your
ween.
I told
you, my old girlfriend had a bunch of wigs, and she would put them on the styrofoam heads, and you'd wake up at 2, 3 in the morning to pee because, again, you're old. You'd stumble into the bathroom and flick on the light, and it about gave me a heart attack. And you know they're in there, but it's just, you're not prepared for it. It's a very, very unsettling sort of thing. Nah. So again, who's ever doing it, bravo.
It works.
Yeah, it does.
And I want more of it. I'm a glutton.
That was the same one, same sort of thing in college. Someone made, you know, the Han Solo and Carbonite Star Wars thing. My brother's friend made a John Sucanic in carbonate, full life size, made it.
Wow.
Well, like if you look at the Han Solo in carbonite, it's not his whole body, right? It's just like his face, his hands, part of his legs. And so the guy went and made like plaster casts of those parts of my brother's body, and then put them on a plywood thing, spray painted them silver. Built a box around it, used old like VCR components for the controls on the side, and it was a full-size thing. And my brother carried around with him for a number of years, and I think his wife made him get rid of it or something. You can ask him. But when that thing got broken down, I took the head. And so it's not a full head, it was just his face. And it was cast in metal, and it was my brother's, like half of his face, like if you just cut his face off.
And I used to hang that thing up in my my apartment when I was single. And that used to bother people so very much. Like girls that would come over, same thing, middle of the night. And eventually my wife made me move it out to the garage because it would freak her out. Say, like, you just would come down the stairs at night, and if you weren't paying attention, you just...
Yeah, you never get used to it.
You know, you just, all of a sudden, you'd see some dude's face staring back at you from the kitchen, and you know, it's...
like not okay.
No, it is not okay. It can be a very, very unsettling feeling to walk down and see something like that.
All right. What else is going on in the world?
I did see this one, and I thought I'd pose it to you, because I'm still pondering this. This is one of those stupid... like Facebook, Instagram sort of things. I was posting, we have to do like a daily post on Facebook. And I saw that on our feed, someone had posted this. And I really can't come up with an answer for it. Normally these are so dumb, but this one has bothered me for a good solid 3 hours now. You get unlimited Chex Mix for the rest of your life. And Chex Mix is delicious, right?
Yeah.
It's simply wonderful.
I'm down.
But here's the needful things, the devil's twist to it. You only get one Chex. What do you choose? You will never have. It's an unlimited amount, but you only get the one.
Well, what are they called? Like, what are the different?
You got rice Chex. You got corn Chex. There's like powdered Chex, right?
Oh, so you're saying like I can doctor up my Chex?
No. You only get one. There's the rye chip.
Okay.
There's the square pretzel.
Oh.
There's the round pretzel. There's the corn Chex, the wheat Chex,
okay,
or the little mini breadstick.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant the base cereal.
No, I'd probably cereal. Go with the corn Chex.
You're just going with the corn Chex,
well, then you're just
huh?
having corn Chex. You're just having cereal.
Well, isn't that I can only pick one, right?
You only get one.
That's, I mean.
Okay.
What?
So like, you're getting unlimited corn Chex.
I don't know.
See? This will, you will say this.
No
and now,
longer is it Chex Mix. You're just having cereal.
That was the first.
What am I supposed, you only get one.
That was what I said. That was my first thought was, I want the wheat Chex. And then I was like, what? All I'm doing is eating wheat Chex cereal. I'm like, I can't do that. And then I was like, I'm not picking the bastard rye chip.
I would pick the bagel chip.
The rye chip.
Is that the rye chip?
Yeah, the rye chip.
I would pick that, I think.
Dude, that thing sucks.
Yeah, what is the matter with you?
That's like the
There's
worst.
There's a lot of matter with me.
That's the worst of the Chex Mix.
I don't know if that's the worst.
I can't believe you would do
that.
I
don't like the little breadsticks that much. I think they're just very, like, bland, simple.
Yeah, I don't like those either.
But this is the
I'm
thing.
I'm going corn.
Together.
What's the Chex Mix that has that delicious, like, peanut butter thing in it?
Well, that's not a Chex Mix.
Yeah, you
that's
can't.
Not. What is that in?
That's a combo.
Because that's delightful.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a combo.
Like you can't have chocolate Chex or like any of that. You're talking about the plain.
No, you can pick any flavor you want.
But
well,
you just named off the basic flavors.
No, yeah. But no. But like they have, you can get them in like.
I'm very confused.
You can get them in jalapeno. You can get them in nacho.
Oh.
You know, they have different ones, but you only get.
I was only going off the ones you named.
You can only. Well, that's just the traditional flavor. They're not saying flavor wise. They were saying you only get one. All Chex Mix. It's different flavors, but okay. It comes with a square pretzel with a cross, the round pretzel, the two kinds of Chex. You get the rye chip and the little breadstick.
I'm going to choose the rye chip.
I think that's the worst possible answer.
You're an idiot.
The rye chip. No one likes
rye
the rye
bread
chip.
Is delightful. Rye bread is delicious.
The only reason the
it's
rye chip is
in the Chex Mix because it's not a pretzel or a Chex. It's a chip.
And the only reason
and
it
it's
works
delightful.
Is because the others take away from the ryeness of that crappy
do you
chip.
You not like rye bread?
No.
Rye bread is delightful.
No one eats rye bread.
What?
Rye's only good in
Mike's
one thing.
Gonna come over this.
Rye is great in Jewish deli
ass.
Food.
Rye
pastrami
is,
on rye, and you better not disparage
rye is
that.
Only good in one circumstance, and that's when it's in whiskey.
What?
I do like the rye chip, but right. So wait, so I'm confused now. So can I pick the vanilla Chex or the chocolate Chex?
Sure, but you only get the
right.
one
the honey
shape.
Nut Chex?
Yeah.
So you're basically just picking a cereal for yourself, Rob, is what you're doing. It sounds like you're going down the cereal route.
Rob just wants to get basically
well, here,
cereal Chex.
Let me name the Chex.
Yeah.
Rice Chex.
Corn Chex. Wheat Chex. Honey Nut Chex.
Powdered Chex.
Blueberry Chex.
Blueberry.
Cocoa Chex? I'm just reading it from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Vanilla, cinnamon, peanut butter, Chex morning party mix? Talk to me about that.
Chex Mix
is that Chex Mix in cereal form? You just pour milk in Chex Mix? Is that what that
Chex Mix is so good, but honestly, it only works when it's piled together. It's just there's something about that magical combination. You take some out of it and you just have one.
Okay, so I guess you're confusing people whether it's Chex or Chex Mix.
Chex Mix.
You're saying it's a mix.
Yeah.
You just have to pick one flavor of the Chex Mix.
Yeah.
And you get all the components
of it. When you're getting Chex Mix, it's made up of those five things, but you only get one of them.
I'm getting a lot of support for the ride chip on the text line.
Yeah, a lot of people like the ride chip.
A lot of people are ride or die.
Also, your take on rye bread is wrong. Just flat out wrong.
Tell you what, Mike,
did you say no one eats rye bread?
Yeah. Go to the market, like when the market, apparently I'm 1,000 years old.
Go to the market.
If you were 1,000, you'd like rye bread.
when the COVID thing was in high gear, I remember going to the Fred Meyers into the New Seasons, and the bread aisle was decimated. You know what was left in the bread aisle? Rye bread.
You know why? Because people here don't make pastrami sandwiches and corned beef sandwiches and chopped liver sandwiches because there's not a lot of Jewish delis here.
The only
rye bread is delightful and it goes great with Jewish deli food, and I will hear nothing else.
The only bread that's worse than that is maybe pumpernickel.
I agree with you, Mike.
It's terrible. You've never once, Rob, gone into a place and ordered a sandwich on rye.
Just one?
You never have.
I can't confirm or deny. I've had rye.
Have you never been to a Jewish deli?
No,
holy
I haven't.
Cow.
Why would I go to a Jewish deli?
Because
Mike?
It's delightful.
I go to Mormon delis.
Where
they serve cheesy potatoes with everything.
Go to Kenny and Zook's and get a pastrami on rye and thank me later, okay?
Why would I get a pastrami on rye when I could get a pastrami on a good bread?
Because it goes well with rye.
Yeah, pastrami goes with rye.
Jesus.
Why does it go with rye? Somehow the pastrami makes up for the bastard quality of the bread? That sour, sort of just crappy flavor.
I want to die on this hill, but I'm not willing to keep bashing my head against the wall.
Well, you're not going to convince him.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Why would I just get it on sourdough, which is 1,000 times better than rye?
You know what bread is usually on Reuben sandwiches? Rye bread.
Or get it on something delicious.
I love a good Reuben. Now that, you can't, if you get a Reuben without rye, come on.
It's not a Reuben.
It's not a Reuben.
How is that not a Reuben?
Because the Reuben is all of it together.
That's what it is.
That's a Reuben sandwich.
Nah.
That's what the internet says. Come on, man. You don't like Reubens, do you?
No, I don't mind a good Reuben.
I love
it. Not on
Reuben.
Rye, though. You know why? Because rye sucks. How much better would the Chex Mix be instead of that damn rye chip, again, if we had a sourdough chip? I'm revolutionizing Chex Mix right now. Get that rye bastard right out of there.
See, people are still confused. So you take any flavor of Chex Mix you want,
yes.
But then within that flavor, you pick one of the pieces to only have.
Only one piece.
Yeah, and that's why Mike went rye.
And again, you have the rye chip, the breadstick, circle pretzel, the
cross pretzel.
Yeah, the cross pretzel, and then the two kinds of Chex Mix. They have the wheat and the regular corn.
I'm going to officially back the rye chip.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. I didn't initially think that, but now that I look at the other options, I'm going rye.
The rye chip is the most unique
of
them all.
The salty rye chip.
But isn't it weird that we all love, can we all agree that Chex Mix is fantastic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
But the individual components, can't we all agree that it's a little
They're all terrible.
Yeah, it's like, well, there's not one good answer to any of that. And yet together, it forms deliciousness. It's like the Voltron of snacks. Individual, it doesn't do a damn thing. You form one super snack, though, and it's great.
Dude, very this text puts it best. Don't be John, Jason. Don't be John.
Don't be John.
That's going to hit too close to home. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Don't be your brother.
Yeah.
Explore more.
See, I think I'm not being my brother. My brother would go with the status quo and just be like, well, I guess it's rye.
I tell you what, you've really pissed off a lot of your fans. Here's somebody who's says you're nothing to him now.
Rye bread. Again, go to the local store. See how many loaves of rye they have versus all the other delicious breads.
He needs to bow out to the New Jersey guy here. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
All right.
World doesn't revolve around New Jersey, Mike. If it did, we'd all have blowout hairs and bad spray tans.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, coming up next, recruiting with Andrew Nemec. So stay tuned for that. Best of show tomorrow, no show Monday. So we'll be back on Tuesday. Here's John. How are you?
Whoever out there is texting in, don't be John. Screw that guy. I'm cool.
We know that you're cool.
Yeah.
But you have flaws, just like the rest of us. And one of those is your tastes in foods.
Disagree completely.
Well, of course you do.
I eat things that are delicious. That's what I do.
All right.
Question is, things that are simple.
Do you eat rye
always.
Chips or rye bread?
Now, I was talking to Mike about this. This is interesting. I don't. That's, I like the rye chip when it's in the mix, like the Gardettos or the Chex mix. But I'm not a huge fan of rye bread outside of the rye chip, which is rye bread. Just yeah.
Do you like a Reuben?
No. Well, I was telling Mike this too. I don't like the stuff on it, so I would get it plain, which really isn't a Reuben.
A Reuben plain.
And therein lies way. Somebody said, "Don't be John."
Don't be John, Jason. Yeah,
that's
you'd be getting like, you'd be getting like a corned beef or pastrami sandwich with no toppings on bread.
If I got a pastrami sandwich, is fine.
Look, and I defer to the Jewish guy on this.
Well, and I agree that a pastrami sandwich should be on rye. That's, you shouldn't get a pastrami sandwich any other way. And that's a good sandwich, but it's not my favorite. And it would have to be like the best thing on the menu for me to, like, I would never go into a situation and be like, yeah, I'm going to get the pastrami sandwich. Because usually there would be a turkey sandwich or a roast beef sandwich or something that I think is better than that. So I really, really would never get one.
See, let me just say this. While I'll make fun of my brother for refusing to try anything with sauerkraut or a pickle or anything on it.
No. It's not refusing to try. I've had sauerkraut. It's gross. I've had pickles. Disgusting. It's not that I wonder what they taste like and I just refuse. I've tried them. They suck.
This is where I don't understand with the rigidness of sandwiches. Okay, I love a sandwich. A good sandwich can make or break my whole day.
Yeah, so, sandwiches are amazing.
Now I prefer a Reuben over pastrami. I like a Reuben. The Russian dressing's delicious, but why would I want that on rye bread when I do not like rye bread? When I can just get it replaced with a delicious sourdough bread that I like so much better, why would I want to stick to some sort of rigid code of it has to be this? You know what that is? Dude, that's fascism. It has to be this way or no way. I'm not a fascist. You know what I am? I'm an American. That's what I am. I believe in freedom. I believe in choices.
This is the biggest Sukanic spin of all time.
So you know what,
turning
Mike?
An argument about rye bread into fascism.
Exactly. You want to be a fascist about your sandwiches? Be my guest. Not me. I believe in freedom of choice.
So here's the
and
question.
All things and freedom to choose my bread with my Reuben.
Why are you yelling?
Show me the bodies.
Yeah. Why is he yelling?
Jesus.
Why is he yelling right now?
I think he's yelling because he thinks it enhances his argument, which it doesn't.
Also, he's getting so much blowback on the text line. He's yelling to
yeah, that's what it is. He's feeling very insecure right now. So what it is, okay, what am I trying to say?
Are you having a stroke again?
Can you have a Reuben on another? Is it technically a Reuben if it's not on rye? That's the question.
I don't think it is.
I think a Reuben has to be on rye.
I'm looking here and I'm looking at the definition of a Reuben and it says it is a sandwich. Is an American grilled sandwich composed of corned beef, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian dressing. Does say grilled between slices of rye bread.
Yeah, I think it has to be. So you can't technically all this stuff about American and fascism. You can't change a Reuben. Has rye.
I think I can change
it. If you don't have rye, it's not a Reuben.
Yeah, you're no longer eating a Reuben. You're eating a corned beef.
Yeah. You're now
Russian
John.
Dressing.
Right. Be a fascist then. I choose to be a free American.
Is it still a Reuben if you don't get the Russian dressing and the corn and the slaw on it?
No. Now I think
I want more than anything, John, to order a Reuben plain. Reuben plain.
Well, it's like him ordering the super big burger and taking everything off it but cheese.
The Schmitty burger.
Yeah, Mike, that was the Schmitty burger. Come on.
Don't you think
so? You just want a hamburger?
I would order it plain. So there.
K isn't the kraut optional though? Like you, if you don't get the kraut, it still could be a Reuben.
It doesn't sound like it based on what Stuke said.
According to the definition, that's incorrect.
I tell them to hold the kraut, keep it in the garbage can where it belongs.
All right, have a good weekend, okay? Or I mean Friday.
I'm a little disappointed that you guys are breaking your Ripken-esque COVID streak tomorrow, just taking the day off.
Hey, it's the company's fault.
They made us. We want to be here, but
They said no.
They tried to get Cal to sit down too, but 2,632 games later, there he was.
Right, that's a good point. All right, bye.
Love you.
Love you too. Hot food takes.
I'm gonna go have a Reuben on. White.
You lose another argument. A Reuben on white.
Ah. That's what you'll find at the Mormon Deli.
I'm going to have I'm going to get a bologna on rye.
Ew. When's the last time you had bologna?
I don't know. God. I bet you John still eats bologna.
Guarantee it's his favorite lunch meal.
All right. Andrew Nemec coming up next. We are back Tuesday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
I just have always preferred the whites.
You are?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.